Fight Club exclusive, Navarro on accountability. We watched Antifa burn cities while FBI threw J6ers in prison for years. By Hannah Knudsen on September 25, 2025. Americans watched Antifa burn cities down while the FBI threw January 6 protesters in jail. Counselor to the President Peter Navarro said during a special Founders Roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club on Thursday evening. One of the hosts, Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, asked Navarro what he thinks of President Donald Trump moving to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. Navarro mentioned journalist Andy Ngo, who was beaten senseless and almost killed at the hands of Antifa for uncovering that terrorist network. Further, Navarro said he had personal experience with Antifa during the pandemic. He said he would walk the streets during the George Floyd riots, which he said, might not have been the smartest thing to do, but I did it. And I see these guys, they'd be like, they have these, like, I don't know, $3,000, $4,000 carbon fiber bikes. They'd be dressed up. And it would essentially was guerrilla attack gear, black and tight suits, helmets. They had their weapons. So if there's tear gas or whatever, they had their offensive weapons and stuff like that. And they were running around like packs of jackals, and they're supposed to be, like, anarchist. I've never seen anarchists as organized as Antifa. And hell yes, they're a domestic terrorist organization, he said, emphasizing that they need to examine who funds Antifa. And hell yes, the way they're funded needs to be looked at. I mean, one of the things, this is no joke about George Soros. Okay, again, Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, a great man, has uncovered lines that lead right back to Soros and his son in terms of how all this stuff was happening with the Russia hoax. So accountability, Navarro said, noting the hypocrisy here as Americans watched cities like Portland burn to the ground at the hands of Antifa and others. Meanwhile, J6ers were thrown in jail. It's like, I know everybody in your audience was pissed off when they're watching Portland burn. Nobody's getting arrested, and then they put people in J6 away without bail before they're in trial. The worst possible conditions, and over-sentence them. Making rulings at this cesspool known as the DC courts that were far overreaches of what the law actually was, Navarro said. And, you know, like, yeah, okay, that's Antifa now. Now we keep going. It's got a long list. I went to prison, so you won't have to. Accountability, he added. That's what this is about. Navarro's book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, a love and lawfare story in Trump land can be found here.